So here's our five data patterns. Three of which are interactions, two of which are not. But notice, two of the three interaction patterns guarantee misleading effects. The only time you have a descriptive main effect is when the descriptive pointy matches both of the simple effect pointies. And that's only one out of three of the data patterns. In two out of three of the data patterns, the pointies are different. So they can't both match the main effect pointy. Does that make sense? Now you know me, there's always going to be a stupid social metaphor. Here's the stupid social metaphor. If your two friends, and your friends are simple effects, I don't mean the bad kind of simple. Well, maybe. It's your friends. You decide. If the two friends disagree, can you agree with both of them at the same time? That's all we're looking at. Unless the simple effects match, the main effect is going to be misleading. Don't you love when it's simple? So, cell means, marginal means. Marginal means are comparison of main effects. Cell means are comparisons of simple effects. Here's one to practice a little bit. Now, the one thing that you should definitely do is you come back to these examples, and for each one of these, you look at the pointies and you read the language. And you see if you can see the pointies in the language. If you're having trouble with that, email me. Come into office hours, we'll do some together. But it's all about boxes and pointies. You draw the boxes to capture the design, you put in the means, you draw pointies to get your effects, and then all that you do is put the pointies into words. This is not the baby bear version. This is the shit. When people come in from this class to talk about factorial designs, we draw boxes and we put in pointies. When the graduate students come in with their dissertations, we draw boxes and put in pointies. When I'm on the phone or the Zoom with somebody over we're working on one earlier today, $6 million project, we're drawing boxes and pointies because that's what captures effects. And when you line those effects up beside each other, you can see the pattern of the interaction and you can see if the main effects are descriptive or misleading. So this whole box and pointy thing is not me playing down to you. This is how this works. This is how you capture it. Like everything else we've done in here, it goes better if you slow down and take it a piece at a time. Draw the boxes. Put in the numbers. Capture the marginal means. Put in the pointies. Put it in words. That's what we're going to practice. We're going to do more of this on Friday. And on Friday, we're also going to look at how the statistical analysis is done. We're going to have F-tests and p-values. We're going to have main effects and simple effects. All stuff you're used to, just pointed a little bit differently. Get out of here and have a great couple of days.